So let us seek God's guidance and let us pray. Loving God, we are getting ready and we are waiting and we are preparing. So prepare our hearts and our minds to hear your word. Send forth your spirit and speak to us your word that sings in our hearts. In Christ's name, amen. Our readings for this third Sunday in Advent, first from Isaiah in the 35th chapter. Listen now for the word of God. The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom like the crocus. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the majesty of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. He will come with vengeance, with terrible recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the speechless sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand shall become a pool, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The haunt of jackals shall become a swamp, the grass shall become reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way. The unclean shall not travel on it, but it shall be for God's people. No traveler, not even fool, shall go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast come upon it. They shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. And from the Gospel according to Luke, in this first chapter, we hear Mary's song. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months, and then return to her home. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The sounds of Advent, the sounds of Christmas fill our worship this morning. Today, countless churches are having similar services of music, lessons and carols, cantatas, musical pageants. Last week and this weekend throughout Baltimore and D.C. and suburbs, there have been countless performances of Handel's Messiah. Just this afternoon, here in Catonsville, there'll be a performance at the Catholic Church. And so it is fitting that music fills this space and our souls in this season of active waiting and holy joy. The third Sunday in Advent is often known as Gaudete Sunday, from the Latin rejoice. Some churches have the third candle as pink because it is the Sunday when we honor Mary. In fact, the banner has the third candle as pink for Mary. It is a day to focus on her rejoicing. It is a day to focus on the song that she sings and the reason she sings it. There's a deep, intimate connection between the coming of God's salvation and the experience of salvation and the need to express it all with music, especially song. Consider A Christmas Carol. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, the story of Scrooge's redemption. Sure, it's a serious tale, but it's also lyrical, and it's full of light, and it's full of humor, and it's full of joy. For Dickens didn't call it a Christmas story, but a carol, because it's meant to sing, and it's meant to cause us to sing. The great English writer and lay theologian G.K. Chesterton wrote in his commentary on Dickens' work in 1906, he said that Dickens' ghost story, that this story sings from end to end like a happy man going home. We know the power of music to touch us deeply. Often, only music can access the depths of the soul, a soul that stirs and turns and dances with joy, moved to the song, moved by the song and the news of the angels. To you is born, to you is born this day, a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. And the choirs, the chorus of heaven, sang out, glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Centuries ago, the prophet Isaiah spoke about a highway, a holy way that will stretch from the exile and bondage of Babylon right through the wilderness back home to Zion. A superhighway, Isaiah said, will carry God's people straight back to home, people back home to salvation. Isaiah said, and the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness. Centuries later, when Mary learned from Gabriel that she will carry God's salvation into the world, she will become the holy way. She bursts into a song of praise and protest. Magnificat, magnificat, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. Mary sings because God has decided to act decisively on behalf of the powerless, lifting up the lowly, filling the hungry with good things, and tearing the mighty down from their thrones. In the carol, Canticle of the Turning, which we will sing shortly, set to an Irish folk tune, Rory Cooney beautifully weds this Irish melody and the message of Mary's song. Cooney shares that this notion of turning, the Canticle of the Turning, this turning refers to the revolutionary message of Jesus, as well as the call to turn or to repent or metanoia, meaning a complete change of self and mind and heart. It's about turning around and turning away from the gods of this world that seduce us, the Caesars who think that they are in power and they're not, and then to walk in another direction. So the revolution is both interior, a change heart or mind, as well as corporate and visible, a new way of living together, the church as a new way of living together. It is, in fact, against the prevailing set of values in society, a revolution, Mary's song. And as Cooney says, I want to emphasize that it is a peaceful revolution, a revolution of action and persuasion and justice. So that in the spirit of Miriam of Egypt and Hannah and Mary of Nazareth, the Canticle of the Turning invites us to sing around the fire in the darkness while we wait for the new world dawn. We wait and wait for that new light to break forth in the darkness. And the contemporary Roman Catholic composer, Marty Hagen, whose opening hymn we sang earlier, Awake, Awake, and Greet the New Dawn. I love how he captures this sentiment in this Advent carol. Because the birth of Christ is the birth of a new dawn, which causes the world to sing. In fact, he imagines, I don't know if you caught this, but he imagines, and I love this, that Christ comes to us singing. Singing. Christ comes to us all the way, singing all the way, to us, to all, in sorrow and fear. Emmanuel comes a singing. His humble song is quiet and near, yet fills the earth with its singing. Music, music to heal the broken soul. And hymns of loving kindness. The thunder of his anthems roll to shatter all hatred and violence. Then shall the mute break forth in song. The lame shall leap in wonder. The weak be raised above the strong. And weapons be broken asunder. May it be so.